This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today, Stella watched the 1980 Kentucky Derby.
And?
Loved it. Philly won. So I thought that was an inspirational story that she could take with her.
Makes me think of the old line, what, did a little Philly break your heart?
You know,
no, it was a girl.
Some girl power there. Let's watch.
Got to put on 88 for her next when another Philly brings it home.
And how about, what is it called when the horse has no privates? Gelding?
Yeah. I would be a court eunuch in...
I think I went to the only Kentucky Derby where a gelding won.
Which was?
2009, Mind That Bird.
Do you know which
one? I saw a guy get punched in the face. Mm. A tooth flew out of his mouth. I picked up the tooth for him and handed it back to him.
Did you say,
that's a true story. Yes.
He seemed calm for having had a tooth punched out of his mouth?
In that situation, yeah.
Probably drunk.
Could you imagine if that happened to Starkey and someone handed him back his tooth?
I'd either be so intimidated that somebody had just punched me hard enough to knock a tooth out that I would just cower, or I would see red and try to kill the person.
Don't you think Starkey would faint?
Probably.
If somebody handed him his tooth back?
Although, back in that, like, Starkey's heyday at that age, he would not have fainted. I think he would have just gone about his business. By the way, you know which derby I watched last night, the cut-up of it? Still probably the best one ever in my lifetime. Rich Strike. The run that he got coming from the middle of the pack, like almost at the end of the race, to the point where the NBC announcer or whoever doesn't even realize that he's coming up on the inside to win.
Now you got me started on Kentucky Derby side tangents, so I'm not going
to... 80-1 shot Rich Strike. He just goes, Rich Strike on the inside! Like, the longest shot in the field!
Yeah, I was at the...
It's an incredible race if you've never seen it. It's 2.5 minutes.
I was at the Meadows for that.
It's awesome.
This seemed unbelievable to me. Did you know that Giacomo is still alive? So I was just looking back at old Kentucky Derby winning horses. So Giacomo won in 2005 and was one of those like other like long shots. I think he might have been 50-1. And I'm like, the Kentucky Derby horse from 2005 is still going.
Yeah, because it's a three-year-old race.
He's like Ric Flair.
So wait a minute, hold on.
And then I read up on him some more. This MF-er has, like, his stud history?
Outrageous.
He's put out, like, 400 horses.
Oh, the coaching tree with him is through the roof.
So this horse won the Kentucky Derby. He's lived more than 20 years, and he's produced 400 kids. That's some good living right there.
Christmas must be a nightmare for old Giacomo.
He's like Antonio Cromartie.
That's
imagine
totally
him.
I thought I'm just going to say, you think he knows all their names.
Trying to remember all those horses' names.
Secretariat, best horse who ever lived, 19 years old. Actually, there are people who claim like that his run was just an unbelievably great run in that moment, because he lost races, Secretariat did.
Yeah, after the fact.
Well, and I thought he lost at least one before the Triple Crown, but maybe I'm wrong there. But he did lose races. But I wonder if there are people who make the argument he's not the greatest racehorse of all time.
Well, I saw the jockey who won the 75 Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
I think he won the 81 that we watched too. He's the only jockey to have beaten Secretariat three times.
Who was the jockey?
I think his last name began with a J.
Jacinto Vasquez.
Yes, that's him. Yep.
Beat him. He won on Foolish Pleasure. God, you know what? I bet you, Donnie, if we did this, he could go backwards in time and reverse Maybe. Order name a ton of winning Derby horses in a row.
Maybe.
I know he could. He saw the list one time in the last 2 weeks, and he's got it all. He's got it all up there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.